This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Azeri President Ilham Aliyev said Wednesday his country would return to talks with Armenia after the acute phase of military conflict in Nagorno-Karabakh region ends, this according to the Russian news agency TASS. Aliyev, who spoke to Russian President Vladimir Putin by phone, said in an interview with Russian state television that Turkey had the right to participate in mediation. Armenia's prime minister told Time magazine Armenia would agree to a ceasefire only if Turkey discontinued its engagement and mercenaries were withdrawn. Turkey's bid to become a member of the European Union appears to be in jeopardy after the bloc's executive branch said Tuesday it is displeased by what it called Ankara's failure to sustain democracy and fight corruption. In its annual report on the country, the European Commission cited too much political power in the hands of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, which has resulted in a poor economy and eroded the independence of the judiciary. But Turkey, which began its EU membership talks in 2005, rejected the Commission's criticisms, describing them as prejudiced, according to the AP. Wednesday, Estonia said it was recalling its ambassador from Belarus following similar action by Poland and Lithuania as part of a political crisis after a disputed August 9th election. Estonia's foreign minister said, quote, Estonia sees Belarus pressuring Lithuania and Poland as unjustified and regrettable, end quote. Israeli police clashed with hundreds of ultra-Orthodox Jews overnight as they sought to enforce restrictions on public gatherings during a nationwide coronavirus lockdown. Police released videos showing huge crowds of strictly Orthodox Jews in Jerusalem chanting and hurling stones and metal bars at officers. This is VOA News. The trial of three suspects charged with aiding the gunman involved in a mall attack in Kenya 7 years ago resumed Wednesday. Militants burst into the luxury Westgate shopping mall in the capital of Nairobi, hurling grenades and starting a days-long siege that left 67 people dead. The assault exposed weaknesses in Kenya's security forces after it took them hours to respond. Hurricane Delta rapidly lost strength before landfall near top Caribbean getaway Cancun Wednesday, potentially saving the area's hotels, condos, and Mayan indigenous villages from an onslaught threatened when it was a menacing Category 4 storm. Delta weakened to Category 2 on the five-step scale of intensity, with winds of 110 miles per hour by the time it hit the coast close to Puerto Morales, a fishing village popular with tourists. Residents and tourists in Cancun were evacuated overnight. Tourists and some locals were evacuated to Cancun Convention Centers for shelter. The resort city opened more shelters than usual, so people had more space due to COVID-19 pandemic. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris are set to debate Wednesday by ahead of next month's presidential election. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Vice President Mike Pence.
We're ready.
And Senator Kamala Harris.
We have to do better as a country.
Take center stage tonight in election 2020 as they meet in the lone vice presidential debate. The debate will take place in Salt Lake City with the coronavirus front and center. President Donald Trump is recovering at the White House after testing positive for COVID-19 last week. At the insistence of the Harris camp and over the objections of the Pence team, there will be plexiglass barriers between the candidates, who will be 12 and a quarter feet apart. I'm Mike Gracia.
Meanwhile, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says he and President Trump, quote, shouldn't have a debate, end quote, if the president still has COVID-19. Biden said Tuesday he's, quote, looking forward to being able to debate him, end quote, but said, quote, we're going to have to follow very strict guidelines, end quote. The former vice president says he doesn't know the president's status since returning to the White House after being hospitalized for 3 days after his COVID-19 diagnosis. Biden's campaign says he tested negative for COVID-19 earlier Tuesday. President Trump abruptly ended talks with Democrats Tuesday on an economic aid package, drawing criticism from presidential rival Joe Biden that the president was abandoning Americans in the midst of a pandemic. Along with Biden, congressional Democrats and some Republicans blasted Mr. Trump, saying more was needed to help the millions who have lost their jobs. So far, the coronavirus has killed 210,000 people in the United States. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News. News.